Brennan Sturmer, and I'm joined today in the studio by Dr. Michael Bess from Appleton Area Health Services. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Bess.
Hi, well, you're welcome. Good to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking today a little bit about surgery in small rural hospitals.
Well, that's an issue that's on everybody's mind because there's been a push over the years to say that, surgery should only be done in certain areas, and yet, a great segment of our population lives in rural areas. So it's a very legitimate question and one that's worth discussing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved with small hospitals for many years. I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for about 30 years. And while I was there, I did outreach into small hospitals on a weekly basis. Most of us did at that time. And so it was very interesting to see the difference between in a larger setting and a smaller hospital. And then after later on in my career, I also was in some other smaller hospitals pretty much full time. And it's been a very interesting experience and a very rewarding experience. I'm a small town guy, so mm-hmm. These are my people, basically.
Sure.
So I relate and understand very well. And I also understand the questions that come up, and it's a discussion worth having, very much so.
So what are some of the questions people typically have when they're considering to seek surgery in a larger urban setting or to go to their local rural hospital?
Well, I think the biggest thing is number one, the results of the surgery. Am I going to get, what I'm really after? Is my hip replacement going to be as good there as it is here? And second thing is safety. I always tell people the three most important things about surgery are safety, safety, and safety. And it's your safety as a patient, and that's the only thing that matters. The other issue is, whether, in fact, the comfort and the cost and all of that thing sort of thing will be something that's reasonable and compatible with what their goals are.
Mm-hmm. So what can you tell us about the safety of surgery in rural hospitals as compared to urban hospitals and also the cost difference there?
Right. It's also, interestingly enough, it's been studied, and 3 or 4 years ago, University of Michigan has a great reputation for providing answers to surgical questions over the years. They've addressed things like, should you have your gallstones or your gallbladder removed for gallstones if they're not bothering you? And there was a time when we said yes, but then when we turned around and actually looked at that, the University of Michigan looked at that, they said no, and that's what we abide by today. And they did the same thing with hernias in men and said, well, if you have a hernia that's just picked up on an exam and it's asymptomatic, just leave it alone. Always before, we said, well, you better get that fixed in case it'll bother you. So more lately, they addressed this question of what is the difference between surgery in small hospitals and large hospitals? And they looked at tens of thousands of patients, which really gave this study the power that it has, is the large numbers. And the results were a little surprising in that it was the opposite of what many people expected and what, in fact, the marketing has been these days, which is, bigger is better. And what they found out was smaller was better in terms of safety and in terms of results and in terms of cost and in terms of patient satisfaction. The other issue that they addressed, which I think is very germane, is certainly in a small hospital, you don't have subspecialists running around. So what if you have a complication where you need a specialist to look at something? And they looked at that and said they were able to come up with a risk identifier, which was 4%. There's a 4% risk that you may have a complication, which is certainly possible with any surgery. And so it turned out to be quite reasonable. And the information from that study did not get a lot of news play and mm-hmm. Newspaper time because small hospitals don't buy marketing. And marketing and money are the things that drive medicine today. And it's very hard, and I feel sometimes very bad for the public trying to sort all of this out. Again, I'm a small-town kid, and I remember certainly did not come from a medical family. I did not come from a family of any sort of education at all. And so I can relate very well to how puzzling it is for people to be bombarded with one thing, and yet I'm going to sit here and say, oh, wait a minute, it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But the data is pretty clear, and the science is pretty clear behind the data from the University of Michigan. So that's been a fascinating turn of events. So surgery and medicine, surgery in particular, has almost come full circle, where initially it started out in small hospitals and there was more of a push toward the bigger hospitals. And now it's back to like, maybe we're back to where we started.
What are some of the specific factors that make surgery safer in a rural setting?
I can't begin to actually say that. One of them certainly that gets talked about a lot is the role of infections. Infections, post-operative infections, are extremely rare in small hospitals. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they don't exist, because that wouldn't be true. But there seems to be something that happens in a very large setting where, for one reason or another, and I don't think this has been well elucidated, although I can kind of armchair a few things. Number one is just the number of people running around. But infections are actually greater in a large hospital than a small hospital, which I find very interesting. And actually, certainly infections are something we try to avoid at almost all costs.
Could you talk a little bit about the options that are available to somebody through Appleton Health Services and the work that you're doing there now?
Well, there's a variety of options available. Mainly, we talk about surgeries that are routine. Certainly, you know, in years gone by, did cancer surgery with huge operations that involved, you know, many hours and that type of thing. We're not going to do that. But there's an awful lot of what we call conventional surgery or ordinary surgeries, such as gallbladder operations, hernia operations, colon operations, hysterectomies. And again, that's a broad look at just those categories. And then within that, each patient has to be individualized and it has to be analyzed. And we make a determination in our minds as far as a risk factor and whether that is in line with what ordinarily we see or whether it's too great. And then certainly we advise the patient if it's too great, we say, look, I think you should really have this somewhere else. Now, interestingly enough, I've done that before and people say, well, if you don't do this here, I'm not going to have it done. Ooh. So then that puts a whole nother element in where you have to stop and think about that and try to help them work through it. And in some cases I've acquiesced and said, okay, fine, as long as you understand what you're getting into. In other cases I'll say, you know, that just really can't happen in my hands because it's just the risk is too great.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to add today about this topic of things people should know about misconceptions or just general information about?
Well, I think that I am a huge fan of nurses. Nurses take care of the patients. We don't take care of them. We visit once or twice a day, but the nurses take care of the patients. And one thing I have seen over the years, and it still to this day holds true, is that what I think is the true nursing, which is bedside care, is just outstanding in these small hospitals. There's now a burden, and it's not all thought up by the big hospitals. There's a tremendous governmental imposition on how medicine is practiced. But it has really gotten to the point where nursing care can be very distracted through no fault of their own. And the nurses aren't particularly happy about that either. But I find satisfied nurses in small hospitals, and I find extraordinarily compassionate and careful and cautious and good bedside nursing care. And I think that is, gosh, I just can't imagine that you can get it any better than you do in small hospitals that way. The other issue, it's very hard for people to understand, that influences a lot of this, and probably I only understand it because I've been at this for many, many years and I've worked with a fair amount of administrative things, is that a large part of what plays into this is how things are reimbursed for the hospitals to keep their doors open. Most of these small hospitals are, in fact, what are called critical access hospitals or CAH hospitals. That's a government designation. It doesn't really mean much, the words, typical of the government. But what happens is that they are assisted with their reimbursement. So it helps them keep the doors open. The bigger hospitals are what are called PPS hospitals. They're reimbursed just a package of money when the patient comes in the door, a Medicare patient. And so that leads to what's been called sicker and quicker. They get to keep what's left over. So if you come in and if they can get you out in a couple of days, they get to keep the leftovers. So I think that plays into all this, but it's very difficult to understand. And many physicians don't understand it. And sometimes even administrative people don't understand it. Mm-hmm. But it's a very complex thing today, and I think plays into all of this.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I've been joined in the studio by Dr. Michael Bess of Appleton Area Health Services. Dr. Bess is a board-certified general surgeon and is also board-certified in wound management, with a special interest in gastroenterology and trauma. He attended medical school at the University of Minnesota and completed his residency at Mayo Clinic. Dr. Bess provides a full range of general surgery services and prides himself on exceeding his patients' expectations by providing modern surgery with traditional care.